This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
It was the annual Taz and Jim Don't Drink and Drive show where we drink live in the studio. This year, Jim Kelly and Devin Peacock were crushing beers all morning long. And we had, from the London Police Service, Constable Ben Hush in studio with us. Here's some of the highlights. Dev, you finally have been invited to be a part of the Don't Drink and Drive show with us.
Finally? I was here in 2019 with you guys getting drunk.
You were, how much do we drink?
I don't know. Really?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I remember that.
Good times.
Well, good to have you back.
Yep.
Thanks for having me back.
Hold that up to the microphone. Right. We like to hear the sound effects there. Dev's cracking open a Pabst Blue Ribbon. You went with the small boys. Do you like drinking the small boys as opposed to the tall boys?
I like the small boys.
Save that audio clip. Dev, are you ready to blow into the Intoxilizer?
Let's go
8,000?
Let's go, Dev!
8,000 C.
Go,
we've got Constable Ben Hush from the London Police Force here administering the test, just as we would.
Look at that hose, dude.
That's right.
That thing should be coming.
You're going to need to blow a lot harder than the last
one. All right.
Oh. So there's two ways you could end up here. The first one is if you fail the roadside screening, like I said. And the other one is if you are arrested just for impaired driving. The officer doesn't necessarily need to use a roadside screening device. If they have enough grounds to believe that you're impaired and operating a motor vehicle, they can just straight up arrest you for impaired and bring you in. So you don't have to have a roadside screening device to end up in front of this device. So let me start this up here.
That's an intimidating noise.
It is. And starting next year, people are going to be a lot more intimidated by the Intoxilizer 9000.
So
we're getting upgrades. 9000.
Upgrade.
That's right.
It happens when you get to 10,000,
So what is that noise? Why is it
so what it's doing here is it's just clearing out the sample chamber. So it's venting out all the air. It does that before every test to make sure that there's no residual alcohol in the air inside the sample
Have you
chamber.
Seen grown men break down at this point of the testing process?
Absolutely, yes. Many tears. And a lot of broken stories. And it's really sad, genuinely sad. There's a lot of people that will share their life story sitting in the chair beside this thing.
Yeah.
And they tell you about how broken they are.
Listen.
And it's devastating.
Just because you made a bad decision, it doesn't mean you're a terrible person.
100%.
But it's your decision to make.
And it can have terrible consequences.
Yeah. And it's accountability is not easy for most people. But it's pretty hard to avoid accountability when you're in this situation.
That's right.
So with that in mind, Dev, are you ready?
All right, so I'm going to get you to take a deep breath and blow and just keep going until I say to stop, okay? All right, take a deep breath and blow. Go, 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 go. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going a little bit more. Okay, that's it. All right. So like I said, this thing is going to give me a more precise reading. And he blew 113. So the legal limit's 80.
A new record!
That's a lot over 80.
He's well over the legal limit. And would you say you've been drinking quite quickly here, but you could see yourself going to a Christmas party or going to a bar and drinking as much as you did in the past 2 hours, Dave?
That, but also I would not have driven to the party, so I don't have to think about driving back.
Request from listeners earlier this morning. Do you think Dev and Jim would sing some karaoke for us?
I'd like to see it.
I'd love to.
They are legal. You guys are
what kind of music
legally
do you like,
hammered.
Can I pick? Or do what he...
Sure. Do you have something are you there?
Because like, I feel like Dev, like, you're not a big music guy, are you?
Not really.
Well, no. I'm not picking the good old hockey game by Stomp and Tom.
I'm a baritone, though.
You go low, I'll go high. Are you ready?
Let's go high.
Taz and Jim, Devin Peacock, Officer Ben, listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me to call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby, just
call my name. I'll be there in a hurry.
Have you ever heard this song before?
No, I haven't. Don't worry.
Because, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no valley low enough.
Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Yeah, boy. Chicago. They're having a great time. They may have a headache tomorrow, but they're going to be alive because we have planned ahead, and they will both be getting a ride home from a sober person.
We going to Solid Golds or what?
Are they
come
closed?
On. They may not be open yet.
You can be first in line, fellas. Enjoy that. And don't drink and drive this holiday season.
Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
Taz and Jim, don't drink and drive. Our annual show here reminding you that it's better to plan ahead because it doesn't take much for you to get to a point where you could really ruin your life or somebody else's by drinking and driving. Sean is on the line. Sean, what did you want to share on the program here?
Yes, when I was 19 years old, had a buddy that there was no amount of alcohol that he could drink that would be too much for him to drive. We did everything we could to stop him. We'd take his keys away. He'd have a hidden set of keys. Long story short, he was still drinking and driving. It screwed me up bad. I failed to graduate college. I carried so much guilt that we didn't stop him. I'm 55 years old now, and there's not a week that goes by that I still don't think about what I could have done to stop him.
Man, that's tough.
So I wanted to get to this. I wanted to get the word out that if stop somebody if they're doing that, man.
Yeah. It's one bad decision, and, you know, it's a selfish one because listen to what your friend, you didn't do it to him. That's
yeah,
what you got to remember.
Fault.
He did this to you with the decision he made to drink and drive, and I know that's tough, and there's got to be some anger there, and the emotions are, I'm sure, very intense and all over when you think about this, but, you know, it's not your fault, man.
I know. It took me a lot of years to realize that, but still, I just want to get that message out.
Yeah, it sticks with you. I think that's the message too. You're like, once your life is over, you're still, you know, staying in your buddy's memories. And
well, also, your life is over, but your friend very easily could have run over someone crossing the street.
Certainly.
And then how would their family be feeling today, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. It hurts a lot of people, not just the person that gets caught.
Sean, we appreciate you being so open on this, and you know, you may have stopped somebody from getting behind the wheel of the car intoxicated this holiday season just by sharing, okay?
Yeah, no, thanks for sharing the message, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.